I don't know, my mom told to me, I think she may have gotten it from a professor, but he said, you can put a bunch of monkeys in a room with a typewriter and they could come up with Hamlet, but it's not likely.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yep.
It's true, that intentionality of design. I mean, you know, it's literally, the universe is hundreds of billions of years to cross, and there's hundreds, you know, there's billions of universes, and I'm probably using a number that's too low. And you know, you start to look at all creation, and we don't even understand the deepest depths of the ocean. And yet the universe is way, way bigger than that. And then, you know, people today be like, well, I can't fully understand God or this part of God, so therefore he doesn't exist. It's like, well, we can't even explain 99.99% of anything. And then because we can't understand part of God, or I can't prove this part, it's like, you know, so much of fundamentally what we know, we don't actually know. And there's a humility that's required to enter into that.
Thank you.
I think a common misconception today about the faith is that it's irrelevant to the modern world or to my own personal life, you know. I think that's a huge misconception, because there's nothing that could be more relevant. Because faith gives an answer, and I believe the true answer, to the deepest longings, desires, and questions of the human heart. You know, why do I exist? Why does the universe exist? What is truth? How can I lead a good life? Mm-hmm. That's what faith addresses.
Right.
And you know, and those questions don't go away with however advanced we get medically or scientifically. Those are questions that only ultimately God can answer. And those desires that we have in our heart can only be satisfied by God. Right. And so faith is not irrelevant at all. In fact, I would say faith is more relevant nowadays, because people are more in touch, I think, with this question for this quest for meaning and purpose in life, and one's relationship with God gives an answer to that, you know? And kind of jumping off what Father Andrew said, in the search for science is a search for truth, faith is also a means to achieve or attain the truth, to come to know what is true, because faith is ultimately believing what God has revealed to us. And so nothing can be more true than what God has told us about himself and about human nature. So that's all to say, faith is very relevant to all of us modern people who are searching for truth, who look for meaning in life, who want to be happy. And faith gives us the answer and the key to all of those things.
Thank you.
Well, it points to something more.
Sure.
You know, I think sometimes we look at the world today and we, you know, we either accept things just as they are, or we fundamentally know that there's something more. But, you know, if our existence is solely an act, something that's a result of the random, then even our conversation here is simply, you know, the chemical reactions of my brain reacting to the moment and the things around me. And it's like, well, fundamentally, our relationships with other people, our friendships, our relationships with family, there's so much more than... Part of it is certainly, you know... a result of, you know, how we think and, you know, and the physical realities of our minds and all the rest. But there's something far more profound than that. And I think, you know, we tend as a world to only look at things directly, what we can see right in front of us, and we don't step back long enough to consider that there's more. What the deeper meanings. I mean, something as simple as friendship. The depths and richness of friendship isn't simply a chemical reaction of the brain. It's something, you know, when done well, is profoundly beautiful and life-changing and affirming and all of those things. And I think, you know, when we start to look at the world as more, and maybe not in this one-dimensional way, but look in a larger way, then we begin to make room for things that are beyond what we can see, both, you know, like something like friendship or love, but also things that we may not be able to perceive with the eye. It's something like God himself, and that there's that depth beyond what the eye can see, and sometimes, quite frankly, what the mind can fully comprehend.
Thank you. And for my final question, if you could pick one thing that you think not enough people know about the faith, what would it be?
I would say the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. You know, studies have shown that people may intellectually know that the church teaches that Jesus is really present in the Eucharist, but not a lot of people actually believe it. So I want to declare to all of you listening today that Jesus is really present in the Eucharist. He's there waiting for us to draw us closer to himself and to unite us to himself. and it's the greatest gift he's ever given to us, his body and blood present in the Eucharist. So I think that's something people don't realize, that Jesus is actually waiting for them in the Holy Eucharist, and he's inviting them to a deep relationship with him. Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, what I would say is that God is real, and that he knows us. You know, I think some temptation sometimes is for us to kind of think as God's like, you know, we're like an ant farm, and he puts us on the shelf and then forgets about us, and that's it. And that, you know, God doesn't know us. God doesn't care about us. God doesn't, you know, and he was just like thrown on earth and that's it. And I think that reality, that there's a profound difference for, you know, that when God knows us and he cares about us, and he desires for us to know him, to have a relationship with him, that changes everything. And that it's easy to kind of push God away and say, well, I don't know if he's real or this and that. And we kind of put him up on the shelf and don't want to deal with that. Because I think sometimes we're afraid. Like, we're afraid the consequences. If God's real and he is, and he knows us and he loves us, then what we do matters. Whether we it matters in, you know, us seeking to know him. And suddenly our life and our world begins to look differently. And I think for most of us, if I were to ask you the question, you know, for those, you know, for the people that maybe if you're listening and you don't believe, if I were to ask you the question, tell me about the God you don't believe in, the God you probably would describe is not a God I believe in either. You say, well, I don't believe in the God who doesn't care about, you know, my grandmother when she's sick, or doesn't care about, and that's not the God we believe in either. Or a God that hates people, or a God that this and that. That's not the God we believe in. And I think sometimes what we construct as God in our mind is so far from the reality of who God is, that the God we sometimes struggle to believe in isn't God at all. And when we come to know who God is, then suddenly it's a vastly different thing. It's a God who created us, who knows us, who loves us, who dreams about what we can do in our life, who helps us, who desires to be close to us when we struggle or when we worry or when we doubt. And that God isn't a disengaged God who doesn't care, but a God who so profoundly cares that he enters into humanity, not only to save us, but to show us the way. And so I guess I'd put it there.
Thank you. Thank you very much for all your input. And I'd just like to close off before we end. I have two interesting questions that you can submit your responses to lmontero23@stalux.org, and I'll record your responses, and I will give the top two responses, first one most creative, second one best tasting, responses during the next episode. So first, if you could pick a pseudonym to write a book under, what would it be? And I will, again, try to remember to tell you the top two pseudonyms next episode. And the second is, what is